There's nothing spiritual or exciting about stagnant energy. Have you ever seen a pool of water where the water's not running and it's stagnant? It gets old and icky and mildewy and it stinks and it smells. Money is energy. It is meant to flow. It's meant to come in and go out. So of course you get to pick what's right for you and what the right dimensions are for you and what the right purpose of the money coming in and going out is for you.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Today, we're talking about saying yes to your desires guilt-free. Ladies, it is time, it is past time for you to allow yourself what you desire. And too often I see women who are working so hard and doing everything for everyone else, and then what money you do have, you are either putting into a bank account for that rainy day, you're not letting yourself spend it on you because you think that there's going to be less for someone else, or you think that that money needs to be for a nicer present for someone else. And what I'm going to invite you to do first and foremost is to make yourself a priority. Now, in making yourself a priority doesn't mean you're not going to be able to take a parent on a trip or buy a great gift for someone. What it means is the more you give to you, the more you're going to be able to give to others. And here's what I mean by that. You're an entrepreneur, or you're a busy working woman that has the ability to just do such a great job, you can keep getting promotions and raises. Take a stand for the and. But here's one thing I'm going to tell you. If the money that you make, you do not, at least on some level, allow you to indulge and treat yourself well and enjoy it, you will get burnt out, you will become resentful, and you'll get to this point of like, why am I even making the money in the first place? Because I never get to experience it. And I don't want to see that happen to you. So in taking a stand for the end, you need to understand that there is money for you to make where you can, yes, pay your bills. I'm not suggesting that you go and buy some Chanel bag if you can't be paying your bills on time and that kind of thing. However, when you allow yourself to say yes guilt-free and create such a pleasurable experience, whether you're buying a $20 manicure or you're doing some kind of investing in your business, your vibration is going to raise. You're going to feel really great about your choice. And then success begets success. You know, no longer do you need to sit in this place of if there's more for others and there's less for me, or if there's more for me, then there's less for others. It is one life that you have been given. And I highly recommend you don't miss out on whatever age you're at. Let yourself experience life to the fullest. And that is going to require you spending money on yourself. Spend it, I don't want to use the word responsibly because it sounds so drink responsibly, spend responsibly. That's not the point here. When I have purchased whatever I've purchased, I've done it guilt-free because I have trained myself to make the money for that. And so I think that that's one of the ways that I don't get into credit card debt, that I don't feel guilty about buying something for myself or a loved one, because if I want that money, then I will go and make it and create it. Money has never been given to me, though I have wished otherwise many times, but I am so proud of myself that I have the ability to make the money for what I desire, and you do too. So stop with the feeling guilty about treating yourself well and put all of that immense attention and effort and energy into making money. I mean, can you like think about the last time you thought about going shopping or spending money on yourself or hitting the valet or whatever it is, and that amount of energy, put that into your next creative project. You will make so much damn money. You'll buy the valet station yourself and be making money and passive incomes that way. This is what I'm talking about. Think bigger for yourself rather than try and figure out like how you can save money or scrimp by or one day in the future live your big life. Start living your big life today. Now, this is not permission to just do whatever you want, whenever you want. It's not permission just to day drink all day. It's not permission to just go and spend everything that you have. It is permission to take a conscious look at, you are an adult. You don't need to ask anyone permission for how you save, spend, or invest your money. You get to create your own money rules. And what I'm here to say is you need to include yourself in those money rules. Because when you go and you put on that new blouse and you go to work, like you're just gonna be in a higher vibration. You're gonna be happier. If you've gone and given yourself that trip, you're just gonna be so rejuvenated. You're gonna have seen a different part of the world and you're going to be putting yourself in a position where you're so much more likely to go then and make the greater amounts of money. This is why we talk about don't settle for baby money. Check out that episode. Baby money has you thinking in these either or terms. It has you thinking that there's not enough for you. It has you thinking like you yourself are the baby and that somewhere out there, there's some adult who has granted you permission about when you can spend money on yourself, that you need to take care of everything else before you go and treat yourself to life's delights. What I am here to say is, you can have it all. And when I say have it all, you can make money. You can pay your bills on time. You can buy yourself a bag, go to brunch. All of it is available to you. But it's not going to be available to you just like when you like get older or make the money. It starts now with a consciousness. It starts now with you holding yourself as a queen. Because I promise you, it is leap and then the net will appear. You treat yourself like a queen. I'll share this very humbling story with you. I remember early in my career and I'd worked so hard all week and I was living in Santa Monica and I was like, I'm going to brunch on Sunday. And there is this cool restaurant that I wanted to check out. And I went and looked online at the brunch because it was like a brunch buffet. Because yes, I love those kinds of things. And it was like, and I don't remember what it was. It was like $50 or $75 or something like super expensive for me. And I didn't have the money in the bank account. And instantly I turned into a cartoon character about this big with a balloon about that big with a, I will never not have money for brunch again. And what I did was I put myself into a state of queenhood that day. It wasn't when I have the money, I'm going to go to brunch. It was, I choose to always be a woman that if I feel like going to brunch, I will have the money and I will go to brunch. So treat yourself and don't be cheap with yourself and know that there's more than enough money in the world. The reason why you're likely in debt, I know this one well, is probably because you got so angry about living on so little for so long that then you went and binged and then you went and over-splurged and then you went and created even more damage because then you're beating yourself up. It's like, see, I shouldn't have done that. This money thing doesn't work. I should never treat myself. And then you go back into that anorexic state with money again. Get yourself out of that anorexic or bulimic state. You don't need to be there. If you get yourself into a healthy state where money coming in and going out is as healthy as breathing in and breathing out. And for those of you that like all your money in the bank, let me tell you something. There's nothing spiritual or exciting about stagnant energy. Have you ever seen a pool of water where the water's not running and it's stagnant? It gets old and icky and mildewy and it stinks and it smells. Money is energy. It is meant to flow. It's meant to come in and go out. So of course you get to pick what's right for you and what the right dimensions are for you and what the right purpose of the money coming in and going out is for you. But drop the drama about the feeling guilty about something and get into your power and say, yes, I choose to do this guilt-free, which also means fear-free. And if you choose to do something lovely for yourself and a loved one, then create the plan for that. You're smart. You're capable of that. You can see how that's going to go. And saving all that money for a rainy day, yes, have some sort of savings account, but don't think it up on your own, because if you're white knuckling it and got your grip so tight on your savings account, I will promise you the universe will come in and wipe it out, because God is not impressed with you making your savings account some sort of security or some sort of God. What you have the opportunity to do is get into right relationship and you ask God, how much money would you say I should have in my savings account right now? And let it come from source versus your like old grandfather who may no longer be living. You know, don't live by other people's money rules. The people that went before you, they may not have modeled to you what it is to be a woman, what it is to treat yourself, what it is to allow yourself the luxuries in life that allow you to be more feminine, more wise, more confident, and more you, because that's what you came here for. So let me be that model to you. I have gotten really good at saying yes to myself guilt-free. I've gotten good at saying yes to my desires without there being a negative or an unhealthy consequence in the process. Yes, of course, I've taken risks that haven't always paid off, but I've learned from those, and you can recoup the loss. You know, it's like poaching an egg. When you like poach an egg the first couple of times, it's like scrambled eggs in water. If you haven't tried it, trust. But then after a while, so you get another egg. You're not like, oh my God, the eggs are gone. You go and you get another egg. And after a certain while, you're like perfectly poached egg. And you get to do that with money. It's time for women to get a lot more confident. You don't have to be so damn careful about being so perfect about money. I mean, in my house, you would have thought that if I did something wrong with money, that a nuclear bomb would have gone off. I would have pressed the wrong button. Money is just a tool. It's just a resource. It's no different than a batch of eggs or broccoli. If you burn the broccoli or scramble the poached eggs, get some more. And I'm not saying to not have reverence for eggs, broccoli, or money. I'm just saying you don't need to be in fear of it. What you do need to do is allow yourself to be the queen of your life and start practicing saying yes to your desires, absolutely guilt-free. You're welcome.
All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.